Good morning, Symphony. Today's morning devotional is on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Verse 1. For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity, or any attempt to deceive. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts. For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others. Though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. Amen. I just want to give a quick context and recap from yesterday. So the context of the book of 1 Thessalonians is Paul's letter to the church of Thessalonica, who was thriving despite persecution. So this is right after the greeting where he thanks them and is just grateful for the ways that they have been thriving despite all of the persecution that has been around them. Here is a continuation of Paul's letter for the church of Thessalonica. We see that right before he came here, he was shamefully treated at Philippi. He was whipped and tortured, yet he still continued on in his second missionary journey and came to Thessalonica. This is really amazing because I think it shows that Paul really wasn't preaching for himself, for self-exaltation, but it was for the Lord. I mean, what can motivate us to continue even when we are rejected and even tortured and persecuted? This is really challenging to think about, and I think about my own life. Would I be able to continue if I experienced such difficulties at Philippi? Would I be able to continue on? But here Paul says he knows that none of it was in vain, as it gave him the boldness to preach to the Thessalonians. Clearly, as we've seen so far, the Church of Thessalonica expanded even beyond their own region and had great impact in the nation. Another thing that stood out to me was how Paul says that they did not speak to please man, but to please God. They never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed, which in the NIV is also translated to they never came with a mask to cover up greed. They were not looking for praise from people, although as apostles they could have asserted their authority. They never tried to come off as important or threw around their weight, but they simply came to preach the word of God. I think there are many things that make us fearful of doing that. I think, especially in today's day and age, it's really easy to be criticized, judged, or rejected. But not only that, I think there's this fear of what do other people think of me when I share these words? Fear of coming off as judgmental or closed-minded, fear of offending the other person. There are just so many obstacles. While it is true that there should be wisdom to speak with discernment, I love how Paul just exposes the root lie that so often prevents us from sharing the gospel. We do so many things in our lives for the approval of man. What would it look like if we were able to break through that and truly speak to please God and God alone? Let's pause and take a quick moment to reflect. What is our motive of sharing the gospel? Do we have any hidden agendas? Have we ever used words as a smokescreen? Now, as we continue, Paul makes it clear that not only did he share the gospel, but with the church of Thessalonica, he loved them so much, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. They were so gentle with them. He uses the phrase being affectionately desirous of them, that not only did they share the gospel of God, but their own selves. I think this is something really profound. These are words with such care, intimacy, and cherishment. Do we cherish the lost? Can we love and care for them like a nursing mother taking care of her children? Something that we talked about yesterday is that Paul and Silas, they only spent 3 weeks here before they were driven out because of persecution. In just 3 weeks, they were filled with so much love for them that not only did they share the gospel, but their lives. It's proof that they did life with them. They walked together. Despite the short time, such bonds were formed that showed that not only did they preach, but they really served them. Yesterday, at the end of the devotion, we talked about asking God to highlight the people in our lives that He wants us to invest into and reach out. Today, why don't we take some time to align our hearts to make sure that our intentions and heart is pure before Him, and for more opportunities, just like Paul and Silas had to not only speak the word, but to do life and to grow in relationship with the people around us. So let me pray to close us today. Dear God, we just thank you for Paul and Silas's example of how they preached the word in such a successful place such as Thessalonica, to the point where the gospel spread even beyond their own region. Yeah, God, we just admit that it's not easy and there are so many obstacles that make us hesitant. We have so much fear of being judged or coming off as closed-minded. We don't want to offend people around us. But we just pray, God, that just like you gave Moses the word to speak in the hour, we pray for the same thing, that we would open our words or open our mouth in obedience, and that you would fill our mouths with the words that you want us to speak. Help us, God, not to be motivated by any hidden agendas or greed, but we just want to come with love and this genuineness of the love that you have for us and the excitement and the like this new transformed life that we can have with you. We desire, God, for many other people to experience the transformative love that you have to offer. So we pray, God, that you would give us opportunities today, give us opportunities this week, open up doors for us to really talk about faith and to talk about the beauty of Jesus Christ with those around us. But not only that, but that you would give us opportunities to do life with them. We just pray for creativity and just to open up doors that we may have not even thought to have been there. God, so give us this excitement. Give us just this love that we would affectionately desire the lost to come to you. We thank you, God. We love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.